Hi, it's John, and I'm talking to Terry Halstead, and apparently we're still down Hebden Bridge. It's
with a friend
place.
Of mine. I was going to talk about a chap who worked on service, on the service
washing machines.
Right. I had one at the time, and he used to come up to me when he'd finished, and he'd repair mine and do it, but we spent all the time telling jokes to each other and tales of what had happened, and He was telling me about going to a rather nice house. He'd never been before, a country house. And, of course, you could. I used to go from very, very sort of posh houses, you might say, like Lord Saville's place at Walshire. I've gone working up there many times in the past. And then at the other end of the scale, I'd go in where there wasn't even a... like a cup, and I've had a cup of tea out of a jam jar.
It was
very welcome, and it tasted just as nice, you know, just as good. And anyway, I think it was called Greenwood. I couldn't remember his first name. And he arrives at this place, rather a la posh, and he finished up at the front door where you go round the back where things like washing machines are and all the rest of it. And the lady of the house was out at the front with a couple of dogs. And he's got the window partly wound down, and it's a very, very nice, fine, warm day, apparently. And she moves across to him, and he's talking out of the window, and he says, I'm not just sure where I am and all that, and I've come to your washing machine, and so on. Oh, she says, all right. Oh, don't bother going round the back. She says, you can go in the front door here. You're going through the front. And he says, yes, but you see, the dogs had followed her to the door of the van.
Yes.
And they were Rottweiler types.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They were. There was experiences of dogs with these. And anyway, I can't get out. I can't get out here with these dogs.
The dogs,
and she
says,
why not, man? Oh, they're pussycats, you know. Their teeth bared and all the rest of it. And, you know, he says, I can't get out there. Oh, she says, are you man or are you mouse? She says, I'm not having that. So she says, when you get out, if there's any trouble, give their balls a good kicking, and that will sort the matter out. Well, he said, I don't really... Out I went, and all hell was let loose. I were putting my feet into them and all that sort of thing. And he said, and what are you doing, man? I said, kick their balls, they're on the grass. Kick them, and they will run after them. Draw a curtain over that one.
The wrong sort of balls.
One or two tales I seem to remember that I can't repeat.
That was all right.
This is all right. About a certain lady down the valley who was a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have met people like this.
She was
a sort of combination of a Victorian headmistress and a hospital matron.
Right, I see, yeah.
If you could ever have such a thing, you know,
an
unstoppable force and the immovable object all rolled into one. Whenever Miss Eastwood was there, that was it.
Right. So you have some tales to tell about him.
Only one. Yeah. Only one where they put a pelican crossing in, somewhere down the valley, he says, and I was standing at the crossing, and it was one of the very first. It was on a busy stretch of road, and it had the buttons and the lights on the road.
Right.
Now, Miss Eastwood had never encountered one. This was the first she'd been to. Always a zebra crossing, and where Miss Eastwood was, Miss Eastwood did what she wanted.
What she wanted.
And a crossing was a crossing. And so she had right of way. I didn't see her coming, he said. She came up behind me. I was waiting to cross, because the traffic lights were at green for the cars. Miss Eastwood strides straight out. She reached the middle of the road, yeah, amid all the horns and the chaos and the multiple shunt and all that sort of thing. And she was standing there in the middle of the road, defiantly staring in all, turning round 360 degrees, staring at everything that was there. And I made a mistake, he said. I called out to her.
Yeah.
I says, no, because I, he says, I knew her. I already knew her. Now, Miss Eastwood, he says, you should always wait for the little green man. What did you say? He says, you must always wait for the little green man before you cross. I will tell you this now, she says. If I ever need a man, he will not be green, neither will he be little. Good day to you. And stomped off to the other side of the road.
Oh,
job done.
Job done. Oh. Oh, that was Mrs. Yeah.
Right.
Shall we have another break?
Yeah, we'll just okay. Stop a minute.
Yeah, we'll see you later, everybody. Bye-bye.